brother.
God.
What's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Good morning to you, Sam. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. I told you Wisconsin's a trickster. I'm not so happy with this white stuff.
Well, it's here. And it was really heavy water content. Who that goomer?
Just the typical Sandy, I suppose.
Hey, Sandy, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right. I came with the snow.
Yeah. You know, man, I Easter morning, it was 39 degrees. And on Christmas morning, it was 48.
Is that, that's an interesting.
Yeah, a dynamic or dichotomy. 48 degrees on Christmas.
Yeah.
And 39 degrees.
Well, I know it was cold when I was hiding eggs yesterday.
Yeah. the snow wasn't there. That's right.
No snow. A little windy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crisp. I think that's what we call it. In spring days, when it gets like this, you call it crisp.
Well, you know, on Easter's, you can't, you know, you expect it. It could be anything, right? I mean, historically, as far as the weather is concerned, I remember as a young boy, 40 degrees, wet, cold. Easter's not always, you know, where you can wear your Easter bonnet, right? Not always that way.
No, I noticed you wore your Easter bonnet this morning. The Flying W.
You know, Sandy, as I was, spent yesterday cooking, so I cooked the whole day. And I know you're a great cook, but you didn't know that I'm.
No,
I fancy myself.
Well, I don't think I'm a great cook, but I suspect you.
I know you're a great cook. I've had your cuisine. I did a little thing called deep frying of a turkey.
Yeah.
You ever had one of those?
Well, I've done it a couple of times. I didn't know what to do with all the peanut oil at the end of it, so that was a mess.
Well, you can save it.
And there's some really good videos of people doing it.
I've only seen those videos, Sandy, of the horrifying
fires.
Yes.
That's
explosions, basically.
Well, that's because they're still doing it the archaic way.
Ah.
There are electric fryers.
Oh.
That you think peanut oil burns above 375 degrees. You get any higher than that, it's going to burn. So when you used to do it outside with the propane tanks, you couldn't control the temperature. And if the wind blew, because you couldn't do it inside, it would shoot the temperature up too high, and you know, it was hit or miss with whether or not you would burn it up. So, you know, maybe 5-7 years ago, Butterball came up with the electric fryers. And so you fry inside your home.
Oh.
And since the electricity won't go any higher than 375 degrees, I mean, it won't allow the cooker to go any higher. You don't have to stand there and watch it. You basically just plug it in, and the peanut oil will never rise above the 375.
It sounds like someone's famous last words.
So
you don't have to stand there and watch it.
No, you can't burn it.
Famous last words.
You can't burn it. Yeah. So it's almost even a fool like me could do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought about it, and I said, well, I don't want to get outside. It's too cold to do anything outside. And generally, I don't do much in the way of frying turkeys until Thanksgiving or around that time. But I just wanted to do it on yesterday, and pretty good. 4 minutes a pound. And, I had a 15-pound turkey, 1 hour, and it's done.
Yeah, I just have seen the videos of the jet-propelled turkey. The turkey got lifted.
Well, you know, that's because, again, the people are still doing it the archaic way.
Yeah.
And I do mine a little special. You know, I inject it with fresh basil, butter, orange juice, seasoning, spices. You inject it all throughout the bird. And so it's just so moist all the way through it, the white meat and all of that. So anyway, that's, yeah, did a little bit of that on yesterday. And then all the other side. So I wasn't worth much of anything else after that. Got up early in the morning, took this frozen turkey out of the freezer.
Did you look for the eggs that weren't there?
No, but you get, you've got all this stuff planned, right, the night before.
Uh-huh.
And so I took the turkey out of the freezer, thawed it out 2 days. It's been in the freezer for a while. And I looked at what it looked like, and it looked like it had been in, involved in some kind of nuclear warfare.
Oh.
You know, you don't know sometimes how long those turkeys have been frozen.
Yeah.
You know, because there is no regulation.
So what do you mean? Like it was tattered?
Well, you could see the skin on it was so horrible, hideous looking. And then, you know, there should have been blood there.
Oh, God, Earl.
I know. But
it's breakfast time.
But there's no blood because it's brown.
Oh.
And that tells you this has been there for a long time.
So is this the turkey you cooked?
No, come on.
Okay.
So I went out and... what's the name of the place out in Menominee Falls? Whitman's had fresh turkey.
Ah.
You know, aren't many places are going to carry a fresh turkey during Easter. There's not a lot of calls.
So you didn't go out in the yard and lay in wait for a wild turkey to
no,
come?
No, not
that's
quite.
That's a fresh turkey.
Yeah.
I've got wild turkeys in my yard. I could have called you over.
Well, but the fresh turkeys
are
the ones, too, that have never been frozen.
Right.
So you know, they do have some that they haven't frozen. But anyway, where do I want to go? Did you see? How about those Bucks?
Well, they eked one out. I didn't watch the game, but I look at the box score and checked out all the statistics, and it looked like they were a cold, cold team yesterday.
You want to talk about cold teams?
Yeah.
I want to talk about some cold-hearted people. Here we are in Madison. You know, we got some cold-hearted legislators.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this. They wanted to, many Republicans want to cut unemployment benefits because they don't feel that people should be entitled to unemployment benefits, which you earned. Unemployment benefits you earn by working.
Well, these are the unemployment benefits you get when you get laid off.
Yes.
Or fired. Yeah.
So those aren't what's the word I'm looking for? Handouts. You've earned that. You know, if you don't work, you don't get unemployment benefits.
Right.
So, but the Republicans.
Well, and if you quit, you don't get unemployment benefits.
That's correct.
Benefits. You only get
only
them
when
if
you get laid off.
Laid off, yeah.
So Republicans want to cut those, Sandy, to force people to go to work.
Yeah.
Now, I always say, to me, why would you do that? Because I remember, during my youth, I worked for a company that, depending on whether there was a recession or not, Sandy, then we would be laid off. So you knew you were coming back. Because the recessions in the 70s and in the 80s didn't mean that the jobs were gone. It was a slowdown in the economy.
Yeah.
And so we would, you know, be entitled to those unemployment benefits. You knew you were coming back to work. But now they're going to force people who may be making more money and they get laid off to then turn around and take a job paying less money than what you get for the unemployment benefits. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, I think what does make sense is people taking jobs if they're available and good jobs.
Well, the caveat is good jobs.
Well, yeah. And, you know, in Germany, for instance, that person who got laid off would go into an unemployment benefit period with training.
Right.
So they would be trained for the new job that would be another good-paying job. So, you know, we have this caveat emptor problem. You know, it's, you know, if you're working in the labor force, whatever happens to you, and there's no safety net to speak of. And I guess they're talking about removing yet another safety net. And it's kind of hard to figure out why. I mean, if it's because we have deficits, there's another way to cure deficits, which is to take more money from the people who are making lots of money, rather than trying to figure out ways to cut corners with the people who aren't making money. You know, you mentioned before the show that they're trying to cut food stamp money in some states, which is kind of incomprehensible. Food stamps are a directed program to food, right? So
right.
People who get food stamps, number one, have to qualify based on the basis of need, and two, the type of support they're getting is pretty much restricted to using for food. And we're in a period of higher food prices, but this is what happens when we have a strong we have an economy that's pretty strong. No unemployment, but we have big deficits still. And so now the government's trying to figure, well, how do we cut deficits? And they're looking at cutting programs, safety net programs, instead of taxing people who are making lots of money in the strong economy.
Well, in this instance, what they are saying is, we've got all these companies that need workers,
mm-hmm.
and so... You know, we need to connect you to the job. Well, in this instance, it said currently an individual can receive up to $370 in weekly state unemployment benefits for 26 weeks. But whoever that person is making $60,000 a year if they're going to get $370 a week in unemployment benefits. To make that guy now go and work on a job that pays $12, $14 an hour, I think is, come on. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, and presumably the unemployment benefits were designed to tide you through until
26 weeks.
Until you could find another job or get yourself trained or get yourself relocated.
All right, we got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Sandy Williams is here. I'm glad he's here. We'll be right back.